June 17th, 1942. Pity me, Patty. Pity me, mother. Pity me, father and friends. Pity me, you who see me on the street and go by, and those of you whose eyes meet mine along a rod of vision, then skid and break off. Replace that rod and hit easily the exclamation points on my head. I see them there, like tears that fall from having had ideas too happy or too sad, like last night, when the actors who had just done Molière bowed down at the end. I wanted them to pity me too, as I had loved them for what they had done. Pity me, an ape and look, the word is blotted. Pen, pity me too, at least let me finish. I want the pity to stream in from all nations, diplomatic ambassadors arriving in limousines with tears in their eyes. The pen is running black ink down my hand. My sincere sympathies, Ron, they say quietly and sincerely. We knew your former self well, and it was a fine self. But time hath no mercy, and the bull phones, and the elevated shoe comes to a roaring halt. I accept their sympathy. Is this too Mayakovskyish? Can you hear me in the back? The waterfall is not moving, because it is plural, and I saw it. I can't think of anything to say. I'm off my theme, lost the original impulse, which was about pity, wanting everyone to pity me, because I'm a miserable dumbbell. It's not pity I'm not giving in return. Hell no. I know you're out there. I know you're there, among flat drifts of rising smoke from my cigar. I mean, George, sick in New York, get better. Know you feel horrible. Dick, no postcard from me. Makes you feel forgotten. Sorry, know you feel horrible. Patty, with the weight of the world on your shoulders, with all that, like centuries of sadness in you, with all the shit I've given you, I know you feel horrible. Burning alive. Ted, sorry for you, already flying out into what really is the end of everything. I know I'm always reserved around you. Lock my heart up when you're around. Sorry, I can't stop myself. And I know it makes you feel bad. And oh, Joan, who brings burning tears to my eyes and whom I love. Tessie, I love you and treat you awful. Wish I didn't, and you loved me. Pretty funny. Michael, boiling in horror. Anne, crying in the supermarket. Katie, always fearing the worst, so fragile. Larry, sad beyond belief. My poor father, doomed forever to be unhappy. And my mother, more unhappy than anyone I've ever known. Two people who are me, split in the past. More unhappy than anyone I've ever known. And then me, a little baby, born into a world blazing with madness and trying to grow up right. But absolutely miserable every second. My eyes fill to the brim with tears that burn and flow over, bursting. For my little Wayne, my little boy, so beautiful, so innocent and so beautiful, and born like me, just me all over, walking as I walk and smiling, making a face, or looking serious and introspective, just like I did. You think I don't remember? I'm only 28. It's only a few years back. I remember every fucking last detail. Every time miserable, sobbing, throwing myself into absolute despair, totally fucked, ruined. Forget it. Well, who's left? My grandparents? Treated them like shit, and still do. But Noah's dead. That nice old man dead. Oh, what the fuck? Raving maniacs are destroying the planet, and my grandfather is dead? Shit. And soon my father will be dead, and my mother will be laid in her grave, and then there'll be nothing between me and the great unknown. I'll just be facing it, like a cold wind in your face that blows from within and then coming to an end, as this poem comes to an end on January 29th, 1971.